from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
This is going to be a great hour because we've got a surprise caller on the line here and joining me tonight. You know what? Let's just get all the technical stuff out of the way. I'm Mark Walters, and you're on the Armed American Radio Network, The Roundtable. Hour number three. Lots of fun. Week in and week out, we get a lot of emails saying, man, I love The Roundtable. It's like I'm overhearing a conversation I shouldn't be listening to that I'm fascinated with at another table in a restaurant, and that's great to hear. So thanks for those comments. 877-956-9566. The football game's about over. I'm getting updates. Mark at armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARMark. All three of those will get you on the program. And joining me tonight is Mr. Rob Pincus of Best Defense TV. Rob, how are you?
I'm good, man. I enjoyed the first couple hours. We're always looking forward to the roundtable. Let's get to it.
Definitely we're going to get to it. And we're also joined by Mr. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the blog father, and gun writer extraordinaire. George, welcome back to the program. It's always fun. This is a great hour.
It's a pleasure and a privilege, as always, Mark, and the roundtable is my favorite hour of the week.
It is, isn't it? It's a great one. And get this, we've got a surprise caller in here. We're going to bring him in right now. Morgan Boatman is back on Armed American Radio, and I'm very glad he called. Morgan, welcome to the program. I hope you can stick for the hour. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Beautiful. You got nowhere else to go, right? Everybody's off the heels of the SHOT Show, and what we want to do, and Morgan, I'll start with you.
Okay.
What did you take away from the floor in Vegas? You know, the venue was big. It was very, very crowded and tough to find your way around, to say the least. Rob said it best in the first hour. I'll leave it at that because I couldn't describe it any better. What did you take away from it? Go for it. Tell us.
Well, you know, there's always going to be some disappointment with a new venue. I don't want to be negative about it. You know, it's a business, and they made a business decision. I was, it was easy to get lost in the multi-levels and the basement down there, and there were a lot of exhibitors disappointed with the flow rather than the attendance, and the look of the place and the way people were asking questions. Well, where is this? Where is that? But overall, I mean, it was an exciting show with lots of new stuff, and, you know, that's what it's about.
I agree, and I want to let you know again what we're talking about when we talk about the SHOT Show. It's important that we mention this for new listeners who are just picking us up. You know, maybe you're tuning in after the football game. We're talking about the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, held this year in Las Vegas, where it will be held for the next 2 years. And this year it was at the Sands Expo, right off the Venetian there. And cavernous is the only way to describe some of those hallways. Kind of like, you picture the Venetian if you've ever been there. Hallway after hallway after hallway, and two main show floors on floor levels one and two. And, you know, 50, 60,000 people roaming through there doing the shuffle and not stepping on each other's toes and trying to get their way to where they needed to be. But the SHOT Show is important because it's what you will see. The results of this show are what you will see on your local gun store shelves. George, am I right? Mr. Hill?
Did
apparently.
That is absolutely, Rob, I'll jump in. That is exactly what's important to know about this, is that regardless of how much effort or energy we spend trying to get used to the new venue, most of the work and energy and effort that was spent during SHOT Show 2010 was spent to make the industry stronger, to build those relationships and carry on those relationships that those of us in the industry need. And Morgan and I bumped into each other a couple times during the show. One of the things I saw when I rounded the corner in one of those hallways was Morgan, actually. It looked like you were catching up on some email or maybe posting some information online, Morgan. But I promise you, I took a couple of those little breaks, too, in the hall.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. Not the number of people and the new information pouring in on you, and you want to make sure and get what you need, and sometimes you just need a break.
You do need a break, and the press room is really nice to be able to sit down and do that. And while you're sitting in there, I'll direct listeners to like to direct you to Facebook if you're on Facebook. Well, you don't need to be on Facebook. You can go there and see it. But by all means, the membership there is growing on the Armed American Radio fan page. now well over, I think, 1,050 and growing rapidly in a very short amount of time. But, you know, some good pictures out there. You know, we got to hook up with Tom Gresham, of course. It's always great. We got to see Rob and Gabe and Morgan and you know, everybody in the same room together. It's always a lot of fun. And Michael Bain, what a joy he is to talk to. You know, Rob, he must be so fun to work with.
Oh, it is. It's great working with Michael and Mike Janich also. You know, we do a lot of fun things on camera, and I'll just say that there are at least as many fun things that happen off camera. We even got together at the Outdoor Channel booth for a couple hours on Friday to meet with some of the fans of the show and talk with some of the people about what's coming up later in this season of Best Defense. You know, we have, you know, I've got a Facebook presence too. We talk a lot about Best Defense there. There's actually, if some of the fans end up finding me out there, they'll also see some of the behind the scenes, you know, production still, so to speak, of Mike and I working on Best Defense. And then, of course, me working on the SWAT Magazine TV show also.
And that is great stuff. I should point that out. You know, go out there and jump on Rob's page too and see what's going on behind the scenes of the TV show that you guys like to watch. I love to watch it. And while we're talking about that, you know, I missed last week's show on Wednesday, Rob. What was this episode? I'll either watch it tonight or tomorrow. Which one? Well, this was the fourth one of the new season, right?
It was the fourth one of the new season, and we had said what we were going to do was get out of the house now and get into a public environment. So it's funny. I was out of shot also. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I saw it a couple weeks ago in the rough editing phases, and you know, we're taking this theme, and people are starting to pick up on it now. Mike Janich and I get to kind of switch off roles as good guy, bad guy as we go through. So last week we started some scenes inside of you're familiar with the Hot Tuna restaurant and bar here in Virginia Beach. They
very, very much so.
Yeah, so they were kind enough to let us use their facility. So we had a real life setting, someplace that I can be found occasionally on a weekend evening for simulating what might happen if you get into a bar fight situation and you get a confrontation in a bar or in a public venue that all of a sudden starts to go bad, how you might deal with it. And, of course, as we do on the Best Defense, also how you might not want to deal with it. So we did that. So I got to play the barroom bad guy. And next week we'll come back with some more of that. And, again, Mike and I will be trading off on the good guy, bad guy roles.
Hey, you did that very well in the week prior's episode in the house when you entered the home when you were playing the bad guy and Mike was in the kitchen.
Yeah, I don't know what the editors were thinking, but they seem to have stacked a lot of the Rob as bad guy shows to the front of the season. So Mike will get his turn.
Well, I think approaching Mike Janich.
George, you're back.
I was taking a sip of some Diet Pepsi there.
He came out. That's beautiful. Welcome back, my friend. It always scares us.
But Mike Janich, a knife expert, approaching him in the kitchen is probably the last place in the house I'd want to approach him. So a little bad tactics on that part there, Rob. I think they set you up for a fall.
Well, that's what, you know, that's one of the things. When I'm wearing the bad guy hat, you can't hold me responsible for anything I do. It's acting. Of course, I'm going to get to acting.
A very, very fun. There's nobody that does that better. That's what's so fun about that show. I say it time and time again. I eat that program up and have for a long time because it's like getting a gun magazine. Morgan, you know what I'm talking about? When you get one of the gun rags, you open it from cover to cover, you read the thing?
Yeah.
You know, that's what watching Best Defense is like for me. I watch it, and I don't want it to end. And, you know, because the information in it is so good, and there's nobody better at doing it. Rob's great on camera, Mike's great on camera, and Michael Bain is just the consummate host.
I would love if they could get Best Defense TV on, like, Hulu.com. Or something like that, where the guys who, you know, don't get to watch TV can just stream it whenever they get a chance, because I rarely have a chance to sit down and watch TV.
That's what the DVR does, George. It's on it at a time. I pick it up two or three different episodes. I get them all.
Yeah, you probably get it on your iPhone too. See, I'm technically late to the game. I probably won't get a DVR for let me look at the calendar here, another year and a half or so.
Well, Rob, don't hit me on the iPhone, okay?
I'm not a big fan of the old iPhone.
Not a big fan of the iPhone.
I think I wasted 20 minutes walking around Bally's looking for you because your iPhone died this week, so I have even more reason to not lift the iPhone.
You're right, you know, and you can't switch the battery out of the back of the thing. And oh, man, okay. Yeah, if you don't have a charger connected to it, you're pretty much out of luck with that thing. I found that out. Morgan.
Yeah.
We got about I don't know, 20 seconds, I think, before we go into the next break. What is it you want to talk about when we come back?
I want to talk about the Second Amendment Foundation and the work that Alan Gura did. And, of course, I want to talk about the new Glocks.
Bingo. That will work. We touched on the Glocks a little bit. And, you know, there's nobody better to talk about the new Glocks than living with Glocks in the family. Of course, I'm referring to your father's work and your follow-up work. Great stuff. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we're going to talk about all of that when we come back on the Roundtable with Morgan, Rob, and George. We'll be right back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
We'll be right back.
Back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in.
I'll spare you the rest, but I just got word that the Saints just beat Brett Favre in Minnesota in overtime with a field goal, sending them to the Super Bowl. So you got Indianapolis and the Saints. Now most of our listeners will come back in the third hour. Of course, the hardcore guys haven't left us. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters. I'm joined by three great guests tonight in the roundtable, Rob Pincus, Mr. George Hill, and Morgan Boatman. And when we left from the break, is that the right way to say that? When we went into the break a few moments ago, we were talking with Morgan, and I wanted to ask him about what he wanted to talk about when we came back from the break. Now we're back from the break. Morgan, have at it.
Yeah. Well, the Second Amendment Foundation had a great press conference there at SHOT, and they introduced us to, obviously, Alan Gottlieb. He's the director, but Alan Gura is the main attorney there, and he's doing a lot of important work for us there in Washington. He won the Heller case for us, and now he's got the McDonald versus Chicago case in front of him. And I just wanted to point out that you know, all this political, we talk about the politics of gun ownership and you know, the legal aspects, trying to get laws passed and repealed. But when someone asks him, well, what's the most important thing that we can do to help his work, Alan Gura's work out there in Washington, he said, take someone out shooting. And that struck me as very important, because all the politicians follow our lead. They're actually working for us. The lawyers, they work for us. The laws, they work for us. If we are a nation of gun owners and users, and then the politicians have no choice except to follow our lead.
Morgan, that's an excellent point, and I would like to say, follow your comment up with this. I have yet to take someone shooting that didn't enjoy it.
Yes, that's right.
And it doesn't matter what age. It doesn't matter female, male, as long as you handle it properly. For example, you don't want to put that big 45 hunk of metal, right, George, the 45, the big 1911, you know, in your wife's hands if she's going out shooting for the first time. Put the 22.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I married a Valkyrie, and my wife can handle a 1911 45.
you get my drift, though.
Exactly. Well, you've got to judge the person that you're taking out there. You know, you want to make it fun overall. You know, maybe the 22 is not going to excite them. Maybe they do want the big guns out. First of all, you have to judge the person you bring out.
Great point. You know, I've yet to have anybody say that was a really crummy time. In fact, the next question is, when can we go back? When can we do that again?
Right.
And you know, when you introduce somebody to the shooting sports like that, you know, it is fun to plink. And if you have an opportunity to get out on your own land or somebody else's land, I love to go up to a buddy of mine's property up in LJ, Georgia, and I get out there as often as I can. And, you know, a lot of fun to throw a lot of lead into that hillside. And we throw it on the tee stand, you know, and we put the silhouettes up, and we bring all the firepower. We've got everything from the 22 to the 45s to the ARs and the AKs. We get the shotgun out. We work with those. And Rob, have you ever met anybody in class? I mean, this is what you do for a living, that has said to you, wow, that really stunk?
No, you know, I have never, luckily we've never had that piece of feedback from anyone who's actually taken our training. But, of course, people that come to the training classes usually, overwhelmingly, it's not their first time. The best examples that I've had of someone really enjoying shooting for the first time consistently have really come from my experience at Valhalla. You know, at Valhalla, the overwhelming majority of our resort guests that came up there for our kind of introduction to dynamic shooting, they, by the time they got to their second live fire magazine, they were in a shoot house with 360-degree fields of fire and reactive and interactive targets. So how could you not have fun with that?
It's impossible. And that was really fun to watch you out there. I used to love the way you laid the guns out on the table and gave, you know, the viewer the rundown. and watched you guys work out there. It was an awful lot of fun to see. George, you do a lot of training, and I've watched some of your training videos. I've seen the video with your sister-in-law out there with that big, what was she shooting, the Remington 870?
Yeah, that was my little sister-in-law. That was the FN Police Tactical Pump.
Gotcha.
And another video I posted later, I had my other sister-in-law, and she was running a AR-15 and then a Barrett 8250 BMG. So, yeah, we shoot out there, and these girls have a lot of fun doing that. You know, they're dancers by training and choice. They grew up dancing, and you take these girls who come from a completely different environment, and you let them shoot a little bit, and, you know, they're ear-to-ear grins.
Yeah, that video is on YouTube, and it's really fun to watch. It's fun to watch her have fun, Morgan. It's a, you know, if you haven't seen video, go check it out, Matt Ogre on YouTube, and you'll see the video of that we're talking about with his sister-in-law. Just a really fun piece of video to watch her have fun.
Yeah, that's the one. I believe I titled that one Christmas Day Shooting or something like that. She'd never fired a shotgun before like that, a pump-action shotgun. So this was a new experience for her, and she enjoyed it. So.
And it was cold out there. What was the gore?
Oh, man. It was like -2 gore, you know, just right there. Very cold.
A lot of snow on the ground for that one, too.
Oh, yeah, lots of snow. But shooting no matter when or where you go shooting, you watch out for safety, and you're going to have fun. You know, you don't want to put a big cannon and in the arms of somebody not strong enough to hold it. You see those videos on YouTube as well. My little sister-in-law, she's a dancer. She's very strong physically. She could handle it. If I didn't think she could, I wouldn't have let her. And I wasn't setting her up for a joke like you see on the YouTube videos. A lot of those kind of videos anger the heck out of me.
Well, she was very good. It was a fun video to watch. Listen to this email we just got here. Dear Mark, regarding the NRA, I think that we have to remember that they are a political organization. When they get involved in a fight, they do so supporting whichever bill they believe they can get passed. Unfortunately, this is not always the best bill from the perspective of us freedom-loving gun owners. While I would sometimes like to see them take more of a stand on principle, we have to remember that they have considerable experience in these matters and often have a better understanding of what a loss would mean than the average gun owner might. This is the reason they were reluctant to get behind the Heller case until they did. They were fully aware of how devastating a loss would be. And remember that our win was by a very slim 5-4 margin. As for the popularity of the new Micro 380s, I'd like to see more of an emphasis on their use as a backup. Great show. Jeremy, P.S., I agree with the Mad Ogre. I would not attack Mike Janich in the kitchen either. So he's a fan of the show, Rob.
That's great. You know, and I'm a fan of what he just said. I think he probably more eloquently said what I was trying to say earlier about the NRA. Some great points. And, you know, you will, if you continue to tune into The Best Defense, get to see Mike Janich both successfully and unsuccessfully attempt to stab me in my own kitchen as the season goes on. I hear the music. I guess that means that everybody should stay tuned. We'll be back with more Roundtable and more Armed American Radio.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Network show. I couldn't imitate that if I tried. He's so good. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Rob Pincus joins me. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, joins me. And Morgan Boatman joins me, a great author in his own right and taking after his father's tremendous work. Really fun to talk to Morgan and fun to meet him in Vegas last week and talk to him on the radio. Rob, that was beautiful going into the break. Beautiful.
Well, you know, what happens is I hear that music and I want to listen to it a little bit. So sometimes I cut the break kind of quick and let Brother Ted play a little.
That was perfect. That was perfect. George, Morgan wanted to talk about the Glocks, and I do too. I'm a Glock guy. I love the gun. And we touched on it a little bit earlier in the program about the Gen 4s. And Morgan, I really want to hear what you have to say about this because you've obviously got a lineage there with the Glocks and you're working on another book. Tell us about it. I think the listener needs to hear what you're working on and what you think of that very, very popular weapon.
Well, my dad, many years ago, about 10 years ago now, wrote Living with Glocks, one of the first books about the Glock. And it follows his, it wasn't easy for a dyed-in-the-wool 1911 shooter to transfer his loyalty to a plastic gun at that time, disparagingly called Tupperware and, the toy gun. But he did, and the book follows that transition and goes into more in depth what the advantages and characteristics of Glocks are. Well, 10 years later, it gives the impression of they're sort of playing catch up here. A lot of other gun manufacturers have come out with polymer framed guns, and they've introduced features that the public has been asking for a lot sooner. Well, now Glock has adjustable backstraps or interchangeable backstraps, and they thankfully have gotten rid of that those curved cocking serrations. All Gen 4s are going to be the straight cocking serrations. They've got a compound recoil spring. That's something you don't see right away. You have to ask somebody. I got to shoot the new Model 22 at the media day right before the SHOT Show. All three backstraps, you know, shot a few rounds with the standard, which is going to be about the size of the short frame, so you can get your hand all the way around it. The next backstrap is a little bit bigger, and the next backstrap is quite a bit bigger. Even on the Model 22, it's going to be about as big as a Model 21, so a 45. It's very subtle, the difference between the stand or the what comes with the gun and the biggest backstrap. All three sizes come with the gun, and it's a pin assembly, and it's really easy. But, you know, for the guys who really want a radical grip change, they're still going to have a custom job.
I agree completely, 100% with what you just said. I've held the gun. I have not yet had the opportunity to fire the gun. I think what I'm going to do is buy the gun.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about that on the way in here. I think I'm going to buy the 22. It's a wonderful gun, but you know, Glocks, and again, I'm talking about my own personal experience here in my hand. The Glock is a healthy weapon.
Hey, the Glock is fine for me. It happens to fit me very well. I carry a 23, and it's a perfect gun for me. They're reliable, you know, the whole thing. The old texture is fine with me. The new texture is less aggressive than the RTF frame. It doesn't hurt quite as much, but it's still a pretty abrasive texture. I didn't notice any recoil reduction with the new recoil spring, but again, you know, you fire 20 rounds, that's not going to inform you about how the gun really performs with you. You know, you've got to fire 200, 300 rounds before you really get to know a gun.
Absolutely, and I echo your sentiment on the 23. I'm carrying it right now. It is my favorite carry piece, has been for a long time. I've carried a number of things, and I go back and forth, you know, depending on where I'm going to be and what my attire circumstances may be, requirements, you know, whether or not you're in an NPE, if you will, a non-permissive environment, such as the mother-in-law's, you know, wherever it may be, legally is what I'm referring to. But, you know, discretion, the car, PM9, George, we talked about that. That's a great gun. I did have a little problem with the extended magazine feeding properly on that, but to go back to the Glock, I echo your sentiments on the 23. I think it's a perfect weapon. I love the caliber, and the gun fits me well. The 17, also one of my all-time favorites, and the 22 also fits me well with its original design. I would have no use for the two additional backstraps. However, I would love to fire the gun to see how it performed.
Right.
And, you know, I hope to make that you know, those comments to the listeners here real soon, because I do think I'm going to get that 22. I don't think you can talk about the Glock enough. Rob, you commented on it before in hour number one. I think we talked about it briefly. Throw it out in hour number two, or three, I'm sorry.
Well, same thing. I think one of the most important things people need to realize is that the Glock took over the law enforcement market in the 90s, still continues to dominate law enforcement, armed security. A lot of people get handed the Glock, just like I deal with a lot of soldiers who've been handed the Beretta 92. I deal with a lot of people in the Navy who've been handed the SIG P-Series. A lot of people get handed the Glock, and if that gun doesn't fit your hand well enough to shoot, you really do have an odd hand configuration. But the point is, if this is something you are going to defend yourself and possibly your community with, it shouldn't be a compromise. It shouldn't just be well enough. And this Generation 4 setup means that in the future, more and more police officers who are issued that firearm in the academy are going to have the option of making some adjustments on that grip without having to pony up their own money and get permission, which is usually a harder part of that, to get a custom grip reduction done or even, you know, grip enlargement. So I'm a big fan of the options that will give people who have to use the Glock. And, of course, I'm a Glock fan, so it means that many more people may choose to use the Glock. I'm curious, Morgan, about the comment, if we can go back real quick, on the RTF-type angled or curved serrations on the slide. You weren't a fan of those?
No, I look at a Glock and I see straight lines. I see an aggressive profile, and then these little curved serrations in the back. It just didn't seem to fit. So I'm glad they're back to the
aesthetic difference. I asked because I've heard a lot of comments from students about how much easier it is to run the gun, especially with gloves. So on an aesthetic basis, I guess I have to give a nod to go back to the old smooth first generation 17 for nostalgia purposes. But on a practical side, count me as a fan of the more aggressive angled serrations on that slide.
Well, I'm of the opinion that even an old barn looks better painted, and the angled serrations I thought looked a little I kind of like the change. I like the new look that it had, and the texture, the finer texture that those Glocks have, that felt better in my hands. I'm gonna say I'm not gonna buy the Gen 4 Glock, at least not yet. However, what I will buy is an HKP 30 in 40 cal, and let me tell you why. This was what I walked away from the SHOT Show with, was the biggest impression was how HK is changing their attitude. Our good friend Larry Correa penned the phrase, HK, you suck, we hate you. And that was kind of the attitude that HK seemed to be projecting. And that attitude, from what I saw at SHOT, is 180 degrees different. And I really love the way the P30 fits in my hand. I think that's going to be a buy for me within the next month or two.
George, go ahead and say it. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio.
Hey, we'll be right back. You're listening to Armed American Radio.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
This has got to be the funnest hour in radio, gentlemen.
I agree.
It's fun. And, you know, we're actually talking about some stuff that's, I don't think just fun for me, but I think it's fun for Detroit. It's fun for Salt Lake City. It's fun for Corpus Christi, Texas. It's going to be a lot of fun for Delray and West Palm, Modesto, California, and a number of the other stations that are picking us up as we continue marching across the United States and adding affiliates across the country. You know, it's fun for Alaska, and hopefully soon it will be fun for New England, you know, and we can hit all four corners as we continue to grow. The Glock conversation is fantastic. But before we get started, the football's over. If anybody wants to call in, now's the time to do it. 877-956-9566 or email. We've gotten a number of them. I was glad to get to that one a few minutes ago. And I want to talk a little bit about the 380 again. I don't want to beat that horse, but it's such a hot topic right now and was such a hot topic in Las Vegas. You can email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. or twitter.com/AARMark. Any of those will get you into us tonight to talk to the roundtable panel, and a really good one it is. Rob, welcome back.
Glad to be here. I'm curious to get Morgan's input on the 380 conversation we were having earlier. I think we've all kind of stated our case. Morgan, what do you think about the rush to market on the heels of the success of the LCP that many other major manufacturers are going through with 380s?
Well, a 380 is a backup gun. It's not; it can't be used as your primary. There's, I haven't seen the ballistic data, but you know, it's small, so it's handy. It's better than not having a gun at all, but it's backup material.
Yeah, I say it's better than harsh language.
Yeah.
Well, Morgan, I don't know if you caught the first discussion we had during hour number one, actually the second segment of hour number one, when we were talking about, I had made the comment, you know, George and I and Rob off air had talked about the rush to market, to put it the way Rob just did so eloquently, because I believe that to be the case. And George and I talked earlier today about the upcoming show tonight and how we wanted to discuss the 380 in detail, because they are, I don't know, is the gun industry, are the manufacturers making a mistake by doing this? Are they putting out maybe a false?
No, they're selling guns. Their job is to sell guns, not to save people's lives.
Ooh, I like the way you put that.
You know, if people want the 380 because they can fit it in their purse, then they're going to sell 380s.
Yeah, I think the gun industry is actually reacting to what they've seen buyers buy. The LCP came out, and people were just snatching it up. And at the same time, I'm wondering, are these guys also working on 45 410 guns? And the answer is yes. I just found Heritage Arms is building one of their Heritage Rough Riders in 45 410, and I hope that's a trend that dies a slow, painful death. But you know, if I had to pick one of these new 380s, I'm going to buy that SIG P238, that little Colt look-alike. What do you guys think? If you had to pick one of these to carry,
I don't know. I skipped them all. I was, you know, what am I going to do with that?
Oh, Morgan's beautiful.
I have yet to actually pick up an LCP. I was in line to do it. Then they had the recall, and then I decided to wait. And I just running around the country like I do, haven't actually picked one of those up because I actually have experience with that one and have shot it and, you know, used it in the video and had a couple students come through with them. I would go to that one first, not having had any experience with the other ones yet. I wasn't as impressed off the cuff with the other ones. I don't think they do it as elegantly as the LCP and, of course, that the Kel-Tec that it's modeled after do.
That gun certainly set the tone. There's no question about it. I had the opportunity to mess with the little Rohrbaugh. And, you know, like Morgan said, what am I going to do with that? I'm not going to buy the gun. I've owned a Kel-Tec P380 before, and, you know, it's just like you said. It's a pocket gun. It's better than nothing. But Morgan, that was great. What am I going to do with that?
One thing I would like to talk about just for a minute here is I stopped by the Sig Sauer booth, and they have come up with the answer to all this, you know, grip, you know, the grip's too big, the too small, or the trigger pull's too long. They've actually isolated. They've serialized the mechanism, the metal part of the gun that slips into the frame. So you can buy, the frame is no longer the gun. You can slip that piece of metal with the trigger into a subcompact or a standard size, and you have, they're selling two guns for one, basically.
Yeah, you're talking about the SIG P250.
That's right, the P250.
Yeah, that's SIG's modular pistol, and for those out there who don't know what that is, you can look it up online on Sig Sauer's website or go to your local gun store and take a look at this. The fact that, yeah, you can take that trigger module out, and that's the receiver, that's the registered firearm, and you can put it into different size frames and barrel lengths and slides. You can even change calibers with it.
That's right.
Which makes it very, very unique. There's not another gun like this on the market, except for in the rifle side of the coin with the AR-15 family. You know, it's kind of like a set of Legos. You
right, that's interesting.
Put it back together again however you want. It's a good gun, too.
How about rifles, guys? Let's talk about rifles.
308 battle rifles looked like the hot thing this year.
Selling like crazy. Which booth are you talking about in particular, or just in general?
In general. Everybody had a 308 battle rifle now. I was surprised to see Smith & Wesson had a bolt-action tactical. Let's see, LaRue. I talked to you earlier today about the LaRue AR-10 type rifle. Rock River had some good 308 battle rifles. And, of course, you know, the other big guys had them too. But Crusader Broadsword hadn't come to SHOT yet. Hopefully next year we can get the Crusader Broadsword at SHOT Show. There's another 308 battle rifle. And there was,
you know, speaking of 308 rifles, you can't go there with, and you even mentioned the AR-10 type Armalite. Armalite had a new modular approach to rails, and I'm trying to remember the model number of that upper, but it's kind of a monolithic one-piece thing happening with modular rail attachments, which allow you to have rails where you need them, not just have all four rails and even interchange the length. So where we've seen a lot of companies come out, going way back to the beginning of it with Daniel Defense, with being able to cover those rails up with something that was easier to grip. Here's another, there's been a couple other approaches this way, but I really like the way Armalite came at the rail problem question, as far as not needing them everywhere, but wanting them where you need them.
Exactly. And that was neat. I took a look at that one, and that was kind of cool. Troy Industries, I like the way Troy has them. They've got, you know, a monolithic rail on the top with a round free-floated handguard the rest of the way, and then you can add the rail components as you need them, where you need them, not just all the way over. Because, I mean, we don't need so many rails. I mean, nobody's running, like, Amtrak on these things, so you can only put so many accessories on a gun as, you know, as needed. You put too many, the gun becomes heavy and unwieldy, and then you have problems with being able to manipulate it.
But you look cool.
Oh, yeah, you look like the cool guy on the range, yeah.
As Michael Bain, our friend Michael Bain, says that the rails turn the AR into the Barbie doll for men.
You know, exactly.
It really does. Play dress up.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Morgan,
yeah.
As we unfortunately close in, man, God, time just flies on this third hour. Tell us what you think. What was your overall impression this year? What do you think this industry holds?
Oh, well, I always have a lot of fun at the SHOT Show because the people, it's really, you know, it's the hardware, sure, but it's a relief to spend some days in an environment where you don't have to make excuses. Everybody knows that you're into guns and that you into carrying, and you know all the same language and you speak the same language, and it's all about individual empowerment and freedoms and liberty and cool stuff, and you know, you get to play with guns and talk to great people, and no matter about the venue, you know, complaining about, oh well, we're down here and nobody's walked by, you get enough guys, predominantly guys, in this huge room full of great stuff. Great things are going to happen. I talk to people who are really excited about the future and are, let's say, lineage holders from the our great past of firearms history, and it's great to be a part of that.
It really is, and thanks for joining us again tonight, Morgan. We're going to make you a regular on the program. Rob, real quick, direct anybody where you want to send them.
You know where I'm going to send them this week? I'm going to send them to U.S. Concealed Carry Magazine. Concealed Carry Magazine has a great article on a class that Tony Blauer and I did last fall, so check that out.
You got it. Thank you very much. George, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Check us out next week on Armed American Radio. I hope to have an update for you on Nikki Gosar. Her employer from the Tennessee House will be here to talk about some bills up front. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I love you. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.